Good morning. Thank you for joining for lesson 197. Lesson 197 is, "It can be but my gratitude I earn." It starts out saying, here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside forces pitted against your own. And yesterday's workbook lesson 196, since step one says, for once you understand it is impossible that you be hurt except by your own thoughts, the fear of God must disappear. You cannot then believe that fear is caused from outside. And God, whom you had thought to banish, can be welcomed back within the holy mind he never left. So step one is to recognize that it's only our thoughts that can harm us, and the thought that God will harm us is just a thought that harms us. It's not the truth. So he's saying, here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside forces pitted against your own. He says, how easily are God and guilt confused by those who know not what their thoughts can do? Deny your strength, deny your truth. And weakness or untruth must become salvation to you. And then he says, see yourself as bound, and bars become your home. He's saying when we've denied our truth, we see ourselves as bound, and bars become our home. And we won't leave the prison house or claim our strength until guilt and salvation are not seen as one, and freedom and salvation are perceived as joined with strength to be sought and claimed and found and fully recognized to be the truth. He says, withdraw the gifts you give, and you will think that what is given you has been withdrawn. But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself. And I like that definition of forgiveness. The gift we give is forgiveness, and forgiveness is, it takes away the sins you think you see outside yourself. Forgiveness takes away the sins you think you see outside yourself. Forgiveness is having a different perception, taking away the sins you thought you saw outside yourself and seeing there is no sin. That's the gift we give, forgiveness. That's the only gift we can give, really. It says, withdraw the gifts you give, forgiveness, and you will think that what is given you, forgiveness, has been withdrawn. But learn to let forgiveness take away the sins you think you see outside yourself. And you can never think the gifts of God, God's forgiveness, are lent but for a little while before he snatches them away again in death. He says, and with the end of this belief that God can withdraw his forgiveness of you, that God can see you as being sinful, and with the end of this belief that God can find you sinful, is fear forever over. Thank yourself, your true self, for this. For he is grateful only unto God. And he gives thanks for you unto himself. If you withdraw forgiveness for something or someone, you also will believe God will withdraw forgiveness of you and find you guilty. And with the end of this belief is fear forever over. Thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within yourself, your true self, and you are still as God created you. Nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are himself. All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are. It can be but my gratitude I earn. It said, God blesses every gift you give to him, and every gift is given him because it can be given only to yourself. And the gift we give is forgiveness, seeing the sinlessness in ourselves. In God. In everything. God blesses every gift you give to him, and every gift is given him, because it can be given only to yourself, your truth. And what belongs to God must be his own. Yet you will never realize God's gifts are sure, eternal, changeless, limitless, forever giving out, extending love, and adding to your never-ending joy. He says we will not realize this are the characteristics of God's gifts if we withdraw our forgiveness, if we again attack as if there is sin out there. God's gifts are sure, eternal, changeless. If the gifts we give are forgiveness, and if we truly give them, we truly give forgiveness, then it is eternal and changeless and limitless. Meaning we can forgive limitlessly. And once forgiven, that doesn't change. It's eternal. And when we give this gift of eternal forgiveness, completely seeing the sinlessness, it is the gratitude we earn, our own gratitude. For in seeing the sinless in everything around us, we see the sinlessness in ourselves. And we have gratitude for that. It's the only thing worth earning. And we earn it by simply recognizing the truth that all the sin that we've seen is simply a thought in the mind. And it's only the thoughts that can harm us. He says, here is the second step we take to free your mind from the belief in outside forces pitted against your own. You make attempts at kindness and forgiveness. We recognize the truth of what we are. Thanks be to you, the Holy Son of God, for as you were created, you contain all things within yourself, and you are still as God created you. Nor can you dim the light of your perfection. In your heart, the heart of God is laid. He holds you dear because you are Himself. All gratitude belongs to you because of what you are. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self. Help me today to notice thoughts in the mind that point to sin. Help me to see that those thoughts are not the truth. and help me return back to the truth. To recognizing who I am. Help me to have forgiveness for all beings, great and small, far and near. And let the gratitude for that forgiveness well up inside of me. Returning me to the remembrance that I am still as God created me, and I can never dim the light of my perfection. He holds me dear because I am Himself. Amen. As we quiet the mind and close our eyes, we allow the body mind to simply relax and release. For the next few minutes, we simply sit in washing away all sins that were ever believed to be true. Letting all thought of sin to be seen as simply a false thought. And untruth. And feeling the gratitude of the idea of sin no longer being real, having any foundation to it. If you find yourself resisting the belief that there is no sin, recognize that the belief that there is sin is just a thought in the mind. And remember, you've had other thoughts in the mind that turned out to not be true. Yet at the time, you truly believed it was true. And yet now, you know that that thought wasn't true. Allow yourself the benefit of the doubt that the thought that sin is not true is the truth. Am I willing to be forgiving Am I willing to take away the sins I think I see outside myself and not believe them? Is there a willingness to simply let go? Of needing to have sin be real? How would it feel right now if you knew that sin was not real? How would it feel right now if you knew that everything was unfolding perfectly the way God planned it? And that there was no need for you to make any kind of judgment about it, to make any kind of plans for it. would it feel right now if you simply let go of thinking and allowed everything to unfold just as it is, with you simply being the observer of it? Shedding the personal I, which holds all kinds of responsibilities and roles and history and future and opinions and judgments, simply shedding all of that and simply be with this moment now as it's unfolding perfectly without your needing to interact with it in any way.